All right, let's have a song.
Yeah, right. So we'll start with a song.
Woo! So we're going to do Burn It, Arliss.
All right.
Okay.
Did we all start together on that one?
Nope.
Amber.
All right, cool. That's all you need to know.
On the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios. In the city with every kind of weather in the same day. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I am your host. Mr. Nick Ramirez here with Cadillac Kim, Dogwater Dick. No interns.
No Rory.
No Rory. But we have Basha. Check it out.
On the Worst Little Podcast.
we're talking out of our ass.
Oh my fucking god.
Did you like that one?
That was like the Quaaludes intro.
No, that was great. I wasn't oh my fucking godding at Nick. That was like, awesome. Right.
You know, you're all stressed out and you don't know what to say and you're all freaked out and Nick is just like, I'm going to kick back so hard that you won't even believe that I'm going to finish early and not care. So face.
You didn't finish early. You were great.
Oh, thank you.
That's what she said.
That was a fun intro.
That was amazing.
But no, I was oh fuck yeah-ing at you guys. That was an aww awesome song.
Oh yeah, oh, no, we don't give a shit. Nick just does a stupid intro. That song was really cool.
That song was really
damn
cool.
The song was ripping.
That's our favorite.
Yeah. I think that's my
it's
favorite.
It's all downhill
now
from here.
Yeah. Oh man. You really That's not good. You don't show your best song like at the beginning.
That's exactly what we did.
No, I'm just kidding. They're all your favorites. They're just like children. You can't have favorites.
Well, when you get a fan favorite, you have to save it for the last, like, third encore. Oh, so nobody can go back to their car and they all hate you.
Third encore.
Imagine one day if we actually had an encore.
I'm going to have an encore one day.
One day.
Oh, I always leave before the encore because I'm old now.
Oh, dude, there's always some jackass at the Cure show going, Playboys don't cry. Playboys don't cry.
You're like,
shut
it's
your
11:30.
Fucking mouth.
I want to go home. God. I want to get out of here before the red light shows.
How does Robert Smith say stay this fat when he doesn't eat for this long? Oh. So who's in the band?
Yeah,
who are you all?
Let's introduce. We got the bass player over here.
Hi, my name is Ben.
Hi, Ben.
My name is Holly.
What do you do, Holly?
I play guitar and sing sometimes.
I'm Amber. I play guitar and sing.
And I'm Arliss, and I play the drums.
Hi, guys. Hello. And you guys harmonize really well together.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah.
It's the genetics.
Great voices.
We're lucky with
your
sister.
Yeah, you are sisters, so that's cool. Like, it's obvious. That's awesome. How did you guys all become a band? Like, how long have you been a band?
Amber and I have been playing music together since I was in fifth grade, I think, technically. We played our first Rock Your Socks night at Galena High School.
You were a kid.
What grade?
Amber was a freshman at that time, I guess.
Yeah, freshman in high school. We did a shit ton of Green Day covers. That was pretty much it.
Wait, you were a freshman, so you're older than her.
Yeah.
You were a freshman in high school and you still played with your baby sister.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Thanks, Amber.
Did you guys ever have to, like, busk in a street corner or anything?
Did we ever busk?
Yeah. For money to eat.
For money to eat.
Busked. No, we didn't. No. Yeah, but we did play at Coconut Bowl for a birthday party for, like, $300.
Nice.
Was that your first paid gig?
I think that was our first paid gig.
We also played in a men's bathroom.
Oh, what?
When the basement first opened.
Oh, yeah.
We played in the men's bathroom.
Why?
That was interesting.
Wait, the men's bathroom is way back in the corner.
Yeah.
But it is a really cool, like, vintage old school bathroom.
It is, but why were you in there?
Were the acoustics
Nick
amazing?
And I were like, what?
You know, no. They were not very good.
It's an oddly shaped tiled room.
It is so weird.
It was really odd. Yeah, it was cool.
But
it was
who
cool
set that up? Why did you do that?
It was for Holland's Tiny Gems, so you know.
Oh, it was like a little.
Yeah,
okay,
it was.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be like sort of.
It's an art piece.
Exactly. We were an art piece.
Was the urinal in the shot or not in the shot?
It was in the shot.
Was
all
it?
The urinals.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Right. I'm gonna find this and link it on the blog. Is this on YouTube?
It was pretty cool. Someone played in like the abandoned elevator shaft.
Okay, that's pretty neat. Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah. I do like that. That place is a venue. Like, I like that little, like, corner amphitheater sort of thing.
Yeah, nobody played there, oddly.
That is weird.
They should, though.
I think I saw Rock Chapaksha there for the first time, and they were pretty cool. And I thought the sound in there was really great, but they don't do a whole lot of shows at the basement anymore, do they? Or am I just, like, out of touch?
I don't think they do.
No, I just don't. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think I'm too old.
I was there on Sunday with Phil, and he totally blew up that bathroom. In the worst way.
We've all had a special time.
Ben knows Phil.
I do know Phil.
Yeah, so.
Oh, okay.
You used to work with Phil, right?
Never worked with Phil.
You worked for Phil.
Kinda. I mean, I gave him caffeine.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
And he gave me money.
Ben, we can talk about where you used to work, right?
Yeah. I used to work at Homage.
So if you remember Ben, the barista at Homage, that's Ben, the bass player on this band.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I remember you talking about that on a podcast, previous podcast.
There being the baristas.
Episode.
Yes.
I'm always talking about baristas.
Yeah.
spend a lot of time in coffee shops.
I swear to God, it's a gay man thing.
I ran into somebody that I hadn't seen in years, and I was like, oh, are you music person, or are you somebody I met on the podcast? I couldn't put it together. And then he was all, because, yeah, when I left the store, and I was all, oh, you're a barista. I know all the baristas. I know all of them.
I know all the bartenders, so. Hey.
See, same thing. Yeah. If you ever quit drinking like me, you'll know all the baristas, too.
Probably. It's so awkward when people, like, ask me on dates to go get coffee. Hey, you spelled wine like, wrong.
No.
How? Yeah, I know.
You'd be like, oh.
That's your first sign, though, right?
It's like, fine. Yeah, no, like, then your next line is going to be, can I bring a flask?
No, my next line is always, you spelled wine wrong. And then I'm like, okay. They can either think I'm an alcoholic or they can think that's funny.
They might as well know right now.
Right? Yeah.
It's just that we talked about this before. Ron Pevney, the great rotten Ron, would fucking say, like,
firefighter.
You want to hang out with a chick, you go to the bar, you start talking to her. If there's a little bit of a spark, then you say, hey, let's go back to my house and smoke a bowl. And if she doesn't smoke weed, then fuck her. She doesn't smoke weed.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with you and booze.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, why waste time?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
I spend all my time in bars, which is how I book most of the bands on the show, actually.
No, thank God you're in bars.
Professional development.
You need to know yourself. Dude, your alcoholism and drug addiction is making my life so much better. It's the opposite of many of my friends.
Right. No, I have this. Yeah, it's a thing. I also have this like crippling thing where I need to be needed a lot. And so I have social anxiety. So I go to the bars and have a couple of drinks. And then I'm like, I need to do something. I need to work. I need to network or something. And that's how I ended up booking most of the bands on the show. Yeah. Not you guys. You guys, though, I was just a huge fan of.
Oh.
I saw you play a couple of times, and unfortunately, it's been about a year since I saw you play, which was, it was like the last show that they did at Lincoln Lounge, I think, or like right before they closed. And that was the last time I saw you, but.
That was literally a year ago.
Yeah. You guys, I was just like, I'm a big fan. I'm going to message them and see if they message back. I'm going to fangirl a little bit. But yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for having us. It took us a while, but.
Did you guys kind of like stop playing for a minute? Not really stopped playing, but you didn't have a lot of shows.
Holly
booked.
Went to France.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What did you do in France?
I nannied.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Do they call that being an au pair?
They do.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You au paired.
I did.
Was the dad creepy? The dad's always
creepy.
The dad is always creepy.
I'm gonna listen to this.
Creepy
well,
French
he wasn't
dad.
Even just creepy, he was just incompetent.
He was an asshole.
Yeah, he was kind of an asshole. But the
like incompetent
two
at being a
out
human?
Of the yeah. He didn't know like when I first got there, he didn't know like how I should feed the baby.
What?
Like, because the mom, oh man, we shouldn't go into this.
Was the mom gone? Mom
it was
gone?
A great learning experience, and I don't want kids.
Did they speak enough English? Do you speak French?
I don't speak French. They wanted me there to teach the kids English.
You speak German, don't you?
I do speak German.
And you pretty much speak French.
I don't speak French. No,
I know some words.
I do not.
You know some.
Can you say some stuff in German for us, please?
Oh, gosh.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
This is like the thing that I can't do. What should I say?
Rick, I think you're sexy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't know how to say sexy.
Okay. Well, say like hot or good.
What's handsome?
Yeah. Say you're happy to be on the worst little podcast.
Rick, your car is very pretty.
Rick, your car.
Rick, dein Auto ist schön.
Nice.
No, you have to talk like Hitler.
Okay.
No. No.
That's
no.
What German always sounds like.
My boyfriend's favorite thing that I taught him, which he'll be mad that I said this, is Ich will dich ficken. Which
is
means
that the...
I want to fuck you.
Oh. Rick, you just got a brand new drop. in German.
Oh, God. I love the meme that goes around. It's like, tell somebody that you love them, but say it in German because love is terrifying.
Mean. Yeah.
It just sounds so scary. Like, that's the scary way to
I mean, the word
that.
Butterfly is Schmetterling. Like, it's like not a
Jesus
pretty word
Christ.
At all. I love you is Ich liebe dich.
Yeah.
Ich liebe dich.
Spanish is so much better.
So pretty. Yeah.
Butterfly is mariposa.
Oh,
mariposa.
Baño.
It's so nice.
But
it's Spanish.
What's a German word for bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
Is it Schitter?
Oh, das Badezimmer.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
But you can just say, like, WC, Vize, too, because that's what it is all around Europe. But
no.
Badezimmer is, like, the bathing room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You ever have somebody, like, say, like, I want to use your bathroom and then, like, take a bath? You didn't.
That'd be a great social experiment.
Fuck yeah.
That
would be.
It's a great party. That's a power play at a party.
I said, could I use your bathroom? What did you think I was going to do?
You lock the door, light some
candles. Fuck yeah.
Take about 45 minutes.
Like, I feel so.
You got any essential oils?
Hey, I don't have a bathtub in my house. I only have a shower, like a stand-up shower. I'm going to do that. Yeah. I'm going to come over to your house and take a bath, Rick. Next party. Yeah.
Fuck, the drummer just never
right
talks
in the middle
to
of
us.
Yeah.
No. Arliss, tell us about your life.
Oh, it's great.
Arliss, where do you work? You can't tell us, can you? Can you tell us?
I can. Yeah, I can tell you.
Okay, it's not secret.
He's like, can I?
And that's how Arliss
you don't have to be very specific.
Have you guys all been in the band together the whole time?
No.
No.
Oh.
Stole them both.
Who's the new guy?
I am the new bass guy.
Your barista.
Ben. 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 The bass guy.
Since October.
All right. Oh, okay.
Ben the barista.
Been the barista. Yeah,
they just didn't.
Also been the bass guy. He's our bright light.
Lots of bees.
Yeah.
You're the triple B.
No, it was Holly. We actually had a female drummer, Jess, for a while. So we were a girl band. And then we mutually had to separate. And then we got Arliss on board. We had played a show with Arliss first off as a No Doubt cover band.
What? Really?
And yes. When? That was what Halloween show was that?
Oh, was it
2014?
The Holland?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. 2014.
I love those.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you guys had that as a side project where you made
money.
Oh,
I could wish.
Did you have a clever Did you have a clever name for your No Doubt cover band? Like lots of doubt, or like,
oh,
like,
we should have no like,
self doubt.
Yes,
no, we were just,
or how about no doubt, but you spell it K N O W?
Yeah,
that would have been awesome. Go back and do it again.
We still been the same way, though. We were, who are we? Oh, we were distillers.
Yeah, it's just like you're gradually accruing band members based on Halloween shows.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
You need a
flower. Because we're like, our music is shitty, so
yeah, next time it's
going to
be Jethro Tull.
Other music. We need a flutist.
A flautist. And so you got to do like, a cover band of something that needs flute, and then like you'll get the flautist, and then you keep them.
You need like a Lizzo flautist, though. Like, somebody twerking on stage.
Flautist.
You know?
And pianist.
Pianist. Flautist.
That's a good one.
It just makes me want like rolled tacos when you say like
flautist. Oh, flautist.
Yes. I just want a flautist.
Totally.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And flauta,
doesn't that mean something? That means something. It means fountain or something. No, that's fuente. Never mind.
I think it means flute.
It does mean flute. You're right.
Does it? Is that
shit.
Why they call it?
God, thank God you're here.
Why
Nick.
Do they call it that?
I'm
shaped like a flute.
It's shaped like a little flute.
It is.
And you can pick it up.
Yeah. It's like a
when you're a little kid, you can pretend to play it.
Is that what a flauta is?
Yeah.
We all just learned something.
It's like a rolled taco, but with
like
a flour tortilla.
It's a meat flute, you guys.
I guess. I guess the corn tortilla is a taquito. I don't know.
Taquito, which is taco.
That's what
with
7-Eleven taught me, okay?
It's the diminutive of taco.
Is it?
But a taquito is not, then it's like, that just means tiny taco.
I love
it. Rolled up anything.
Yeah, taquito.
Totally
taquito's little.
No,
little
no,
taco.
My friend, my ex-coworker Lupe, she is fully Mexican, and she tried to order taquito somewhere, and she expected little tiny tacos because that's what taquito means, and they brought her flautas, and she's like, why would you call this a taquito? It's like, you people are lame.
Why yeah,
do they
we
call,
don't get it.
Why
we
do
don't
they
know.
Call them mini tacos by the Trader Joe's mini tacos? I'm like, why don't they just call them taquitos?
They should, because they'll get confused with flautas, which is stupid. It's
so
wrong.
Stupid.
We should.
It's wrong.
We need to call it what they call it, not what we think it should be called.
Right.
I'm
it's
so
a
upset,
whitewashing.
You guys.
Anyway.
Dude, at the restaurant's all, I'm just going to call it anyway. Everyone's buying them, so fuck it, you know?
Oh, my God. Anyway, we do have a band here.
How many
Sorry.
Songs do you guys have?
Totally digressed on the topic of Mexican food.
No, great. Yep.
Yeah, how many songs do we have?
I think we
However
said...
However many you want us to have.
Yeah.
Four, three more.
Three more.
I mean, we can, yeah, we can keep going, but... We
should we do one more song? Let's do it.
Sure,
song.
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah, do it, do it.
Do you want to do Selfish?
Yep.
Then we'll just
sure.
Take Me Away. Maybe no tremolo today.
I think you should do the tremolo.
It's pretty,
Is it supposed to be that slow?
You can speed it up if you want to.
Slow tremolo? Faster tremolo. Not tremolo. Maybe not like Morrissey fast tremolo, but like faster.
There you
Ooh.
Go.
Ooh.
There you go. All right. I
first one was your best one.
Oh, you gotta admit that was kind of a gay song.
Chewbacca. Dude, that was like Yeah and Pixies.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out like...
It's totally Pixies.
Yeah,
I was
trying to put my finger on
it. Do you guys like the Pixies?
I'm so happy.
Oh my God.
Did you get to see them when they came through?
I saw them in 2017 at the Fox, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to burst
I love
the bubble,
that place,
but
yeah.
I didn't love the show. Oh. They were super low energy.
You know, it's kind of a bummer when
I
you
saw them at Coachella when they were still
and they're
kind of
like
they
kind of
passed their and they're like not stoked to play, and that's like
you
what makes
tell.
Me stoked is when they're stoked
for sure. Yeah. So. No,
but moody people happens. Are musicians are moody people.
That's true.
I saw them at Shoreline with Weezer like recently, like last year, and they were really good.
Maybe that's good. Bad. Maybe I caught him on a bad night.
Yeah. What's the girl's name?
It doesn't make me love them.
I forgot the girl's name.
Kim Deal.
Kim Deal.
Kim Deal was
not
though.
Even in it anymore.
No, but I saw them in Coachella when Kim was still in it.
Oh, that's cool.
And that was fucking amazing.
How many years did you go to Coachella?
Like two, only two.
Okay,
but because
I'm like, every time I hear
every
your
single
stories,
band,
it's
every
the same.
Band I loved played Bauhaus and The Cure and fucking Mindless Self Indulgence and Pixies and Weezer, and it was just this fucking ridiculous. We couldn't not go because the lineup was so amazing both years.
Yeah.
That's so
that's
cool.
That's awesome.
And now was that sucks. Like early Coachella?
It was like, I think it was 2005 and 2006.
Okay.
Oh, before it jumped the shark.
Yeah.
Maybe it was 4 and 5. It was something like that.
Yeah, that's how they all. Outside Lands was good. Yeah. Bottle Rock was good.
I've never been to a major. But okay, I've only ever been to one major festival, and I worked it, and it was Austin City Limits, and that was good. But I ended up working most of the time, and I went for the second weekend, not both weekends. But yeah,
who'd you
I've
see
not
there?
Been to. Oh, I saw Kendrick Lamar. I saw fucking Radiohead and Mumford and Sons, and Churches. God, a bunch of Susto, a bunch of like, so I was on with Love, Hope, Strength, which is the charity I work for, which is why I get to go to all these shows for free. We sign up bone marrow donors at concerts. Cool. So if anybody's interested in becoming a bone marrow donor or volunteering to get into shows for free, hit me up.
Isn't it easy to donate bone marrow?
So
it
easy.
Hurt?
It's so easy. It doesn't, they used to have to go through your hip bone, and still in some cases they do in about 15% of cases, but in 85% of the 85% of the time, they can just, it's basically like donating plasma. So they harvest your stem cells from your white blood cells, actually. And if you're a match, then they can just transfuse your stem cells into another person.
There must be lots of people who need it, too.
So many people. 97% of the population is not signed up to be a donor.
Oh my God.
Wow, and it's so easy to do. So that's why we tour with. It was actually started by a guy named Mike Peters from a band called The Alarm. They're from Wales.
Oh, I know them.
And they're.
I saw them at Jub Jub's.
I know, with Kevin Seconds.
Recently.
For the for the Recycled Records party. But
that was awesome.
Mike Peters actually, he
I
was
he
on
that.
His way up, like becoming like a. Think of like U2 if they weren't all douchebags. sorry, it's true. So they're
yeah,
kind of
Bono doesn't listen. We're cool. We got it.
I bet that's the sound they were going for. It's like,
probably.
Let's be like U2, but not be douchebags.
But they were like, they were coming out at the same time. They've got that kind of like early 80s, like pop rock, like vibe or whatever. But they were very popular, and he ended up getting cancer in the early 90s, a rare type of leukemia. And he actually got it twice, and he fought it two times with successful bone marrow donations, or bone marrow transplants. So he started this charity to help other people with leukemia. So
that's
yeah,
awesome.
And then his
cool.
wife, and then his wife ended up getting bone cancer in the early, or I'm sorry, breast cancer, which spread to her bones in the early 2000s. So she also benefited from a bone marrow transplant, and they're both still alive, and they're both on tour. Mike Peters just played last year here, and he's doing
that's
pretty
amazing.
Awesome. So I also
alarm.
Do a lot of work with.
Is there before you move on? Is there a place that people can go to if they wanted to become a bone marrow donor?
LoveHopeStrength.org or DKMS.org, and you can also just look for me at any show at like Grand Sierra Resort or Cargo. I'm usually at all of those shows signing people up. So if you ever see somebody wandering around a crowd or by the merch booth with a sign that says "Get on the list," that's what that's for. We have a lot of actually local musicians who have signed up.
Do they have to take your blood so they know if you match?
No, we swab your cheeks actually there at the show.
No way.
So we just take we take a cotton swab, and you actually swab it yourself and stick it in an envelope, and then we send it off to the to the DNA registry,
really cool.
And then a lab like types your DNA and puts it on a list, and then if somebody with cancer comes up,
then you win.
So then cool. you win. They That's win awesome. Too.
And then, but then, what if? And then, what if it? Do they also? Will they also know if you're a serial killer?
No.
I mean, if you're like,
no.
no, I mean, like, you know, no. the registries where, like,
they don't
you,
do that. Somebody, That's not that.
So if you're an active serial killer and you've got, and
Maybe
you don't want people
do
to know your DNA, then you could still donate bone marrow because you won't get on the registry, right?
I mean, yeah.
It's
no,
not like 23andMe where, like, then no, they'll call not. You and be all, oh, by the way.
It's absolutely not.
This cold
like
case
that at all.
Is you.
No, people are, like, really paranoid about that stuff.
So it's not like that at all.
The government's going to know my identity. I'm like, the government already knows you, right? They know who you are if they want your DNA.
Oh, my God. So Zodiac Killer
but,
could save
yeah.
someone.
Exactly. You never know. You have to be such a,
Talk
a
about
very
character growth.
Specific DNA match. So that's why it's like most people will never get called. You have to be like a 97.9% or higher oh, DNA match with somebody. It's such a high match that even your own like parents most of the time can't donate to you. Damn. Your siblings can donate half the like 50% of the time, but it's just a complete crapshoot. So that's why we try to sign up as many people as possible.
Do you have Damn. To be a certain age? Or?
Over 18.
Okay.
18 to 60.
Do you just have like these swabs yeah. in your car? Like,
No, I have them. I do have them though. No, okay. just not with me. Anymore.
What happens if you like? How do they get the bone? Like, do they drill a hole in your hip?
Like I said, 15% of the time they do, and if they have okay. to do that, so that's for like very medically fragile patients, little kids, old people, whatever. Then they put you under general anesthesia. You don't feel a thing. You wake up and you have a bruise on your hip. You're in the hospital for a day. They give you a bunch of drugs and you go home. Like,
but
and then,
it, but
also,
normally, the 85% that don't have to do that, is it
just,
like...
It's a 30-minute procedure where you go into a doctor's office and it's just like giving blood plasma. It's not a big deal.
That's crazy.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Wow.
So.
It sounds like people just don't know about it.
They don't know. Because everybody is like thinks that it's like this horribly traumatic event.
To, like, take your femur and like...
And also...
Do they have any like testimonials of people who've gotten the bone marrow?
Oh, yeah. All the time. Yeah, they're all over the place. And there's also famous people who have donated or been matches or whatever. So a lot of people... One of our biggest, most famous people is Andrew McMahon, actually, and who I've gotten to tour with him twice with his own charity, the Dear Jack Foundation. He also had...
I don't know who that is.
Oh, Andrew McMahon. He's in a band called Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness now, and he was in a band called Jack's Mannequin, which is like an early 2000s like emo band, and then something corporate, which was before that, early 2000s-ish emo. So he was 21. He was up and coming. He had all these like... hit singles, whatever. He was signed by a major label, and then when he was 21, he got leukemia. And so it completely sidelined his career. He also got a successful bone marrow transplant, and he's alive today and touring and is like a really successful famous musician. But he also started another charity. So just much like Mike Peters, he started the Dear Jack Foundation. So we partner with them, and I've gotten a tour with him twice on the West Coast, which was pretty awesome. Signing people up at his shows, because
dang Cadillac Kim, I learned more and more about you.
He's
every
a very
week.
Big, yeah, very big
this
supporter.
Is so
of all
fascinating.
This, yeah.
That's
yeah.
so
anyway.
Cool.
And like, and so yeah, and it's like a cancer benefit thing with like, you know.
But totally, why would like, they benefit cancer?
It's not like that, Riku.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah.
That's so,
so that's my thing. I didn't think we were gonna like sidetrack and talk about me.
That's awesome though. Have you been on the show? Shows how music is so rad and brings people together.
We should all
does.
We should, well, people cool want to help each other, you know?
We should all like swab on the show.
We should do we should definitely do that. Yeah.
I'll swab. Okay. I'll swab.
Well, she doesn't have them with her now.
I don't have them with me now, but we should definitely organize
like,
something.
Like, dude, we'll do
we're
we'll
all just going to spit
party.
In an envelope.
Right. And then you take this home with you, Kim. here's my spit.
On a little tangent of this, you could set up a booth at Mary Anarchy.
I was thinking about it, actually. I was going to ask you about that. I didn't want to be, like, too, like, you know, intrusive. But speaking of Mary Anarchy, we do have that coming, what is that, in exactly 2 weeks almost.
Yeah, less than 2
date.
Weeks,
yeah,
like 12
be,
days or something.
Yeah, yeah. Benefiting Shelby Paxton.
Yeah, and when the show comes out on Thursday, it's not 12 days from then, it's less. It's
it'll
like,
be a week.
Yeah.
Just over like a week, yeah.
Just so y'all know in listener land.
We've but got... Go ahead.
Tell them again about Shelby Paxton.
Shelby is a very good friend of ours, a good friend of the show, and a local bartender. She's worked all over town. Right now, she works at Sizzle. She was in a real bad car accident, fractured her pelvis, broke her ankle. She was in a wheelchair. She's fortunately up walking on crutches now, but it's going to be a while before she can actually go back to meaningful work where she can pay her bills. So we obviously, we always organize, Nick organizes twice a year a benefit that benefits a person in our community, like, directly instead of a charity or whatever. We give the money directly to the person in need. So Shelby will get all of the proceeds for Mary Anarchy. It's May 17th and 18th. Do you have the band list?
I do. On the 17th, we have...
We've said it a bunch of times, but real quick.
But, yeah, okay, so we could do... the Saturday's been updated, so...
Oh, it's different!
Yeah, it's different. That's what I'm celebrating. Yeah, I told the band before we started that I was celebrating tonight. So when we get to day two, you'll find out what I'm talking about. But day one, I open it up. I open up the thing about, you know, come on down around 6, happy hour, come see me play. I'm going to play some of the old songs that I used to play. Doyle Stewart is after me, then Matthew Hallett, then Todd Ballow, Moons of Vega, Flood, Fire, Death, Drought, Heterophobia, Vague Choir, and Reno, We Have a Problem. We'll be closing the night because they party the hardest.
Okay.
And then
those are all amazing
Saturday.
Bands. Have all of those been on the podcast? All of those have
almost
been on the
all
podcast.
Of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Saturday, sorry. We have starting it off, Princess Bombs, if she's not. You know, grounded. Yeah,
that's Riku and Rory's band together.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You gonna be there, Riku?
Ain't that some bullshit?
Oh, wait, she meant to say.
Allegedly.
Okay.
Yeah, how are you gonna get there?
Ask Cash or Grass?
No one rides for free, Riku.
Riku. So Riku will be starting the event off at 3 p.m. Tom Plunkett goes after her, then Zach Ryan, Johnny Harpo, Dysfunctional, which is they're going to be doing acoustic cover songs. And then Junior, who's a shoegaze band, a new new band.
He's like, what's shoegaze? I'm like, it's good.
Yeah. Wiley Savage from L.A.
Aw. Merkin. Those guys from Merkin.
Yeah, dudes from Merkin. 10 by 10, but spelled with 3 X's.
Nice.
That's my dad's band from San Francisco.
He's totally drunk straight edge.
My dad's drunk straight edge
and loves porn.
So it means he only smokes weed. That's it. And he plays funk, soul, and blues music. And I get to play 2 songs with my dad at Mary Anarchy on the drums. I'm going to drum for him, and he's going to play keys. I'm going to help him sing too a little bit on some stuff. And then, dang it, we have Grime Dog.
Oh, God, I love that.
I love Grime Dog.
They're a party band. We played with them a bunch.
They're fun.
They're so fucking rad.
And then the Shames.
Yeah.
The Mighty Shames.
God.
Yeah.
We love them.
Lady now, the power. Celebration,
not
y'all.
Not just because we have to. But.
Right after the Shames, my wife's band, who fucking rules.
I know. They're fucking awesome.
Wanton Dooley's in the showroom opening for Kyle Gass.
Woohoo!
In the show. So Kyle Gass from Tenacious D.
Ooh.
Oh, what? My gosh.
I saw that
Alice.
They were coming. Yes.
Oh, yeah. They're
I saw that they were coming. That's awesome.
That's cool. Our drummer loves Tenacious D.
Oh, they're the best.
Nice. And better be there.
The beauty part of it is I played with Kyle Gass Band one other time. I got to open, and it was fucking awesome. Changed my life. It was beautiful. And it was on my birthday. This time it's on my wife's birthday.
Oh.
And we're opening for him, and so I'm
gonna.
She got him to sign my birthday card before because he was busy
doing stuff.
Are you gonna
do
stuff.
The same thing?
Yep.
Don't listen,
that's
Mikey.
So
yep, yep.
Cute.
She doesn't.
Namaste.
And those tickets are only $11.
Only $11 to go see that in the showroom.
Which is pretty
so
crazy.
So add that to your Mary Anarchy experience because the bar room is gonna go dark at 9:30 until 11 o'clock when Condemned Existence picks it back up. And then we end the night with Ozymandias.
Oh, where is this?
So much.
At Jub Jub's.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and that's Saturday the 18th for that one.
Speaking of Ozymandias, not to like, take away from you guys, we just love that band. I love that band. And they gave me, they have their new album out, actually. They released it a few weeks ago. And they gave me a copy, and on the back, they shouted out the Worst Little Podcast. And
that's so awesome.
Yeah, and I was like,
that rules.
It's in my CD player now, but, and I was listening to it on the way here, and I'm like, oh.
They came in. Awesome. They came in here. They recorded the album here at the studio, but they did 4 songs here at the studio.
On the podcast.
But then they did 2 more songs from the podcast.
Yes.
So 2 of the tracks on their album were their live podcast tracks.
Rad.
Cool. Yeah.
Ooh,
so
that's
all
a first for us.
So fucking rad.
All of the
people
bands,
put out the whole thing just as on the Worst Little Podcast, but they haven't But they actually like, took the tracks and made
them. We loved the way those live tracks sounded. We're just going to put them on the album.
That's cool. They were awesome. And that's what we provide here. That's one of the services we provide at Worst Little Podcast. So support our Patreon.
All
Do
the
we
bands.
Want to talk about that?
All the bands who are ever on the show that we don't charge them anything and they come in. And if they like the tracks, they get all their tracks for free.
That is amazing.
Because it's your music and we want you to have it. And and nobody pays for it. It just happens. We all just donate our time to do this. So we would love if you would like to share this burden with us for you to go to patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast and give us a couple dollars a month. And if you give $5 or more a month, we give you the extra show, the soundcheck show. We record that every week, and we do an extra song and talk to the band a little bit. And it's like a quick little 5-8 minute thing, and we usually get it out a couple days before the podcast posts. Not always, though, if I'm late. And so you get an extra show, and we love you a lot, and you get to help support us do this. And we also, and it's also an archive of Reno music. Nobody will ever forget what was going on week by week, month by month, because we're always here making sure that everything is not forgotten.
And do we have any new subscribers?
Yes, we do. And when I saw it, when I first saw it, I was all, is that Nick's brother? Nick doesn't have a brother named Michael.
No.
Because
no.
It was Michael fucking Ramirez.
Yeah.
Yay, Mikey.
Mikey!
Nick's, that's right.
Nick's wife.
My wife's named Michael.
So, yeah.
She was named after her dad.
Nick and Michael. Fuck yeah.
Awesome.
You
know.
So,
thanks,
Mikey is the absolute best. And so, yeah. And so, Mikey signed up. So, God bless Mikey. Thank you so much.
She didn't even, like, it took her a few months to even put it all together. She's all, I think I want to contribute to that, babe. And I'm all,
God bless you.
Okay.
Fuck you so
we already do. I mean, but I only pay $5 a month.
Yeah, she fucking one-upped you.
I pay you to be able to be on the show.
I don't mention.
All of the hosts contribute.
When we talk about.
Oh, I know we contribute.
You guys are so rad.
I mean, we actually pay
financially.
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
And Chewy buys beer every time he's here.
Me too.
And you do too. So fuck. I mean, really, it's not. You guys are so amazing. It's so funny that the show pays for the show.
Right? I mean, we just have a lot of fun doing it.
It's so awesome.
And you can have that fun with us. So send in your $5, $10, $15.
We have past. You can give any amount that you want. Most common. And we never mention how much people give. So if you like give us just like $3, we won't tell people that you suck.
And also, if you give now in the early days of our Patreon, we're going to remember you when we have our merch and when we have compilations of all these awesome bands.
Actually.
And when there's 10,000 people.
You know, you could just buy the music off it and not hear the talking and you're like, oh, that's what I want. We can provide that for you, but you have to join the Patreon.
That's what everybody wants. They're like, stop talking, everybody.
Yes, can I just have the songs, thanks?
Speaking of not talking, I'm going to go get a beer. Do you guys want to play another song?
Sure.
Let's do another song.
Who you guys want to play?
Take Me Away?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I remember how to play it.
Settle nicely, we can
Fuck.
Ben, all those times that you served me coffee, I never dreamed you'd be in this cool of a band.
Oh, thanks, man.
Fuck.
Ben and Arliss are the glue and the fire and the...
Dibs on fire. You're just stupid old glue down there.
Glue?
Both very useful. Glue and fire. You need glue and fire every day.
Yeah, they both serve good purposes.
Yeah, you can't make cigarettes without glue and fire.
This is very true.
You need both.
Is there glue in cigarettes?
Well, yeah. You got to glue the
some
paper
kind of adhesive.
On. Yeah. Oh.
It might not be like the worst glue in the world, but
I hope not.
Of all the things in a cigarette that's going to kill you, it's probably not the glue.
Yeah.
It probably is the glue. Everyone's been wrong about everything else. Yeah.
They're like, oh, it turns out tobacco's fine. It's the glue. We're sorry.
Like, who knew, right?
What the hell did I just walk into?
They use that glue on,
leave the room for 1 minute.
On marijuana cigarette papers, too.
Yeah, and you need fire for that too.
You do.
So you both. Guys just open you that at the exact same time.
Ooh, I hope you got that.
Me and Kim are in sync, but
that's right.
We're not with ourselves, but with each
with
other.
The beers
and the beers.
We're not even drunk. I mean, I'm not.
No, I'm not drunk.
I'm not drunk.
I wasn't drunk last week on the Atomic Show either.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The everybody Atomic was, Show last
everybody
week
was so fucking drunk.
Do you guys realize we drank 2 cases of beers and an entire
Dude.
Bottle of whiskey?
Oh,
dude.
Shit.
That was an early show.
Nice. It's a good thing.
Did you listen
thing.
To the show, Nick?
Yeah.
It was good.
It was good, though.
It was the first time in all these podcasts.
It didn't sound as drunk as I knew it was.
But Nick tried at the end when Kim wanted to go, and Nick was like, wait a minute, I want to ask the band another question. One more question.
It's 9:45.
And I could just feel Kim being like.
If we were all drinking beer, this would all probably be a little different. Yeah.
Kim totally sounded like when you're a little kid and your dad's like, wait, the game's almost over. And,
one
and you're
more.
Like, Dad, I want to go home. I hate it here. the first time ever that I got to drive a band member home so they could leave their car here.
Oh,
who's that?
Isn't that awesome?
Wait, last
Should
week?
I say?
Yes.
Yeah, let's share it with our
Who
listeners.
Was it Mr. Grime Dog?
It was Luke.
No, this is last week. Oh, the Atomics.
It was Atomic.
Luke. I know it was Luke.
Oh, you said Luke. I'm so sorry. For some reason, I thought of Grime Dog Luke.
Dude,
I don't know why I thought of Grime Dog Luke. That's so lame.
You know the only reason I cornered him in a bar. That's how he came on the show. That's how the Atomics came on the show.
So fucking right.
It was because
was
I was
so
at
great.
Shifters and Luke was drunk. And then by the time we had this, I know. Like by the time. Like, he realized what he had agreed to. Like, I messaged him right away. I was like, you're drunk. You're going to forget this. So I, messaged him, showed him a screenshot of the calendar, entry that I put in. He was like, oh, I guess I got to be on the podcast now. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. It was a good
showed
show.
Showed him a screenshot.
My borderline alcoholism is your...
undoing.
If you haven't
show.
Listened, you should go check out the Atomics yes. episode from last week
it's
as
fantastic.
Well.
Do you guys know the Atomics?
I don't.
They're amazing. Ooh. And I was worried that the band they're right legends. After them wouldn't be good enough because they're so fucking rad and so legendary. And you guys
and
are so
right.
rad.
No. Yeah. You guys are fucking awesome.
I am not disappointed at all. These are great episodes. Fuck yeah.
Definitely listen to the Atomics.
Yeah.
You gotta listen to their music. They're fucking
There's a whole lot of back
really
in the day.
Legends.
Yeah, it's over 2 decades.
25
years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're all talking about way back in blah, blah, blah. So if you're bored by that, just fast forward to the music.
Venues that probably were closed by the time you guys were all born.
Right.
New Oasis.
Sorry.
Oh, no, Stoney's. Way before that.
I saw Mindless Self-Indulgence
at
New Oasis.
They probably played all those places. Yeah. Thomas,
the Spanish people that go there call it Oasis.
Oh. It's not Oasis. Called that anymore. It's like some, what's it called? It's something else.
Is it something else?
It's a salsa bar.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but it's called something else. I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, it's not New Oasis anymore. But yeah.
And Stoney's.
I saw my very first punk show at the New Oasis, actually. It was Against Me and Alkaline Trio.
Oh, we were probably at that show.
It was so good.
So
I was
good.
A late bloomer, though. My first show, I think, was in 2004. So, you know.
We can throw the Against Me cover in tonight.
Ooh.
We could.
Can we do that?
Oh, gosh.
Be good. Why don't you guys do it?
We should do it. Do it.
All right, we'll do it.
What are the chords again?
my voice might break in the middle, but I will try.
Yay.
In the name of nostalgia.
G A minor G F.
In the pocket. Here we go.
Laura Jane Grace, we love you. Okay. Are we doing it right now?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Am I too distortion-y?
I think it's okay. Fine.
That's how I feel about this whole semester.
It's fine.
Everything's fine.
Not one more word tonight between here and there. We put a distance the size of the ocean. So now it's hard can be a skipping rhythm as the cadence carries me. I'm almost tripped away far enough to forget. When it comes, you cannot hesitate.
Cool sisters, when you were growing up.
That's so cool.
Were your parents really cool? Did you have parties at your house all the
we
time?
We do have really cool parents.
Yeah.
Not really the party thing, but no. Cool parents.
Super Catholic mom, but she rocks.
That's
super
awesome.
Stoner dad.
Lots of soup.
Are your parents musicians too?
Our dad is.
Your dad's a musician.
I heard about the soup. Your dad is like a master soup maker, right?
Do you know the soup guy?
I've got my ear to the streets.
He
and
is. Yes.
I also heard your favorite band is Culture Club.
Culture Abuse.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Culture Abuse. Yes, love them to death.
No, I don't
death.
Know who that is. They're out of the Bay. They kind of came from the hardcore scene, but they're like pop punk now.
Okay. Do you know All Teeth?
Yeah, All Teeth was their hardcore band.
Was their first.
David Kelling. Yeah. They're pretty awesome.
I think I'm like 15 years older than you guys.
I'm
gonna
check that out.
Yeah, they're great.
I'm gonna check it out too. Yeah. But
check out their
so behind the
first
time.
Album and their so EPs. Behind. Don't listen to their newest album first until you get a sense to know
gotcha.
Them.
Speaking of awesome bands that you guys love, obviously you love Against Me. Did you guys get to see them when they were here last?
Yes.
At Cargo? I was
yes.
there at that show.
Oh, yes, it was so killer. Funny. Except we had some asshole next to us. Yeah. I almost got my first
me. I'm
bite.
Sorry.
No.
What happened?
A drunk dude being
like homophobic.
Bigot.
Oh,
yeah,
what just, the fuck? Yeah. Did he know what show he went to?
I know.
That's what we were wondering. Like,
what
he was
his, like, what was he saying?
Like
he was calling the first band, like,
oh, that was Heterophobia. Like, Heterophobia opened. Yes. Yeah,
oh, we didn't
catch we didn't know them then.
Yeah.
They were getting hated on at a show that they were opening for a big
like,
band.
Do you know like who's coming on next? Because if you're not cool with that, then we should just go away anyway.
So, in case Rick, are you aware or like are you familiar with Against Me?
No.
So, Laura Jane Grace is actually the first openly transgender punk rock musician ever.
Oh.
Like, actually, or maybe even musician, like famous musician ever. Like, it was pretty like. Pretty big thing.
Yeah, transition
when she
like,
came out.
Yeah, and
After she transitioned, after she became like a huge rock star, like it was a huge deal, and she was on the cover of Rolling Stone, and like it was a.
But she seems so happy and comfortable. She's so happy. In her skin.
She's amazing.
Like when we last, because that was the first time I had seen them since Lorde and Grace became Lorde and Grace.
Yeah.
So it was cool to see them just still destroy a crowd.
Ah, fuck, amazing.
So fun.
Yeah, and she's doing solo stuff now, like solo singer-songwritery stuff.
That is a weird show for a homophobe to wind up at.
Right? Yes. I know, that's why I was like, Heterophobia opened, Laura Jinger.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, so like, weird.
Did you wander in like, here, dude?
Well, I was going to say, it's a cargo show. You don't just, like, wander into cargo. You got to, those tickets were, like, $25. Yep. Like, you got to, like... intentionally go to that place.
Yeah, it was odd. I think he eventually got kicked out, which was great.
I hope
great,
so.
But yeah.
I hope he got his intense. Ass kicked too.
Yeah.
I do.
Well.
Fuck bigots. That shit.
I guess.
Should we do a quiz, Rick?
Is that
yeah.
I think we should do a quiz.
Oh,
bam.
No.
Nick, do you want the music?
Yeah.
Give Cadillac Kim the music, damn.
As you wish,
Cadillac Kim. That's right. It's time for the worst little quiz.
I'm not doing it.
She's not doing it, but Bosch is doing it. They're going to have to answer some questions for us.
We're going to do a quick quiz.
Me, Kim, and Rick, we're going to ask you each a question, and then we're going to ask you a rapid-fire question, and then we're going to score your answers. And then we're going to rate you and tell you who's the winner.
All right. Arliss, you're first.
All right.
I didn't know about this. I didn't sign up for this shit.
Yeah, but you're so lonely down there. You got to have the first question.
I've got a new question.
All right, Kim, you go first.
In the apocalypse, which bug would you eat first? A roach, a worm, or a grasshopper?
Grasshopper.
Wait, I thought it was for Arliss.
Amber!
Is this how this always goes with you guys?
I just got excited about
Nobody
it.
Nobody cares about the drummer. Sorry, yeah. Arliss.
Arliss, which one would you eat?
The grasshopper, for sure.
Grasshopper, all right. Good man.
Holly, it's you.
Oh, is this
going alphabetical
are we,
order?
Everybody,
Amber,
everybody.
Ben,
okay.
And,
yeah.
Oh wait,
well, we know Amber.
Question?
Yeah, we know Amber's question.
Oh, grasshopper. Right. What was the other option?
Roach, worm, or grasshopper?
Oh, grasshopper.
Grasshopper.
Yeah.
I think I'd have to go with worms, man. I don't know why.
Oh. It's just, they have a
it's
higher
a consistent thing.
Yeah. Content.
I don't. And they don't look at you. Everything else on that list looks at you.
I don't need the guilt of eating this bug.
Oh God.
Worm is just like a. It's just
it's
a thing.
Way less crunchy.
That's the thing. It's a texture thing. Yeah. It's the crunch. Can't have that.
You could just swallow a worm. You have to chew up a grasshopper.
Oh gosh. You know you're. Right.
You know how many gummy worms I've eaten in my life? I am freaking prepared.
I've been practicing for this for years.
Give me some sour powder.
I was imagining the dried grasshoppers that, you know, they salt them.
Barbecue sauce.
Yes, in the apocalypse, like, yeah, they're no preparing problem. Grasshoppers on the street. They come in like popcorn bags.
I don't know. There's probably a lot of fire. They're all like dead.
Those are all delicacies around the world.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Those are great.
It's like, what would happen to a worm if you tried to cook a worm? It would just melt.
It would not melt, Ben.
It would probably get crispy.
Ember's
yeah, it would turn into a little French fry.
Oh, it's not so bad if you think about French fries. Okay.
Fuck yeah.
So wait, was I right? Does the worm have the most protein?
I think you're right. Yeah,
oh,
I was watching Bear Grylls yesterday, inspired that question.
If anyone
did anyone
that.
Pick
Dude,
cockroach?
That.
Did anyone
no.
pick that?
No. We think
nobody
was filthy.
Wants to eat a cockroach.
But they're not necessarily filthy.
But they're actually
But Bear
very...
Grylls, I've seen him take his shirt off, piss on it, and put it on his head. And I was like, this is so hot.
It's a man of science right there.
Yeah.
Speaking God. Of, side note, a little tangential. Bear Grylls has a Choose Your Own Adventure show on Netflix now.
I was kind of unimpressed.
Check that out. I don't know. I was watching it yesterday, and I was like, you can choose, like,
I tried it.
Do you machete your way through the jungle, or do you swim with crocodiles?
Maybe it's just because I died, like, consecutively four times. Yeah. Like, I killed Bear Grylls too many times to feel comfortable with, so I had to stop watching.
Anyway, Nick.
Huh, I'm going to have to try that out. It's like that Bandersnatch.
Yeah, basically.
Which is a fun thing to say. Let's all say it together.
Bandersnatch.
Why isn't that on the band name thing on the fridge?
I'm gonna borrow from Cadillac Kim, and this is gonna be my question, and I'll start with Arliss. If you can combine two animals, what two animals would you combine, and which half would be which?
A lion and a tiger.
Oh, Arlen.
A liger? They already got those.
He's
all right.
Like, I would make a golden doodle?
Arlen, you're so boring. That already exists.
They don't exist.
They totally
yes,
do.
They do, Arlen.
You could have said
what?
Spider and hippo, you know?
I think that question was inspired by the liger.
It's like, I will combine a dolphin and a shark.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Oh, no, I was making fun of Arliss.
Okay.
Mine is clearly a worm and a grasshopper. Those need to be combined.
Oh. That's,
yeah.
A wasp?
Dude, a wasshopper.
It jumps and it can live in the earth.
What would a gworm? Gworm?
I like grasshopper.
That's a good one, grasshopper.
I don't think I have a real answer on this one. That's my final answer.
Not bad.
Not bad, yeah.
Shit, Holly.
Holly.
I don't know either. Elephant and seal.
Ooh. But there is like there an are elephant already seal? Elephant seal.
Oh no.
Shit.
You guys suck at this.
This is a hard question.
Ben is winning.
I think I'm in the lead. I'm in the lead with the wasshopper.
And otter.
Ooh, an elephant otter.
But I don't know how to say it.
You don't have to say it.
It doesn't make a fun word.
So is it like an otter with like a trunk?
It's otter fin. But.
Otter fin.
No, it's the body of an elephant with the face of an otter.
It's an otter fin.
Wow. Elephotter? Yeah,
it's like a trunkless woolly mammoth.
Oh, God.
Next.
Okay, I'm going to go with my favorite animal, partly, which is a sea turtle, and then a hawk.
A
hurdle. Oh yeah, and a hurdle. Because together they would overcome a lot of hurdles.
Imagine seeing like a winged turtle just flying at you.
I know, it's so cute.
No,
would it fly slow?
No, it would fly so fast.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of part of the balance.
I think
there.
A fast turtle would terrify me.
Yeah.
I feel like a spider. That would be.
You know, they're faster
like
than you think.
I don't know.
I lost my turtle once. It wasn't a sea turtle, but
oh, you have
it was
a turtle?
Because Dad actually got rid of the turtle.
Yes,
my dad did get rid of the turtle without
telling
me.
They got rid of both turtles without telling all of us. Oh, they sent them upstate to a farm.
Oh. Yeah.
The turtle
my
farm.
Dad said, my dad said he brought it to Petco, back to Petco.
Oh, no.
Actually, did he
give
it to the Valises? He legitimately did.
He gave Juliet to the Valises.
Okay.
My
was
dad
it,
know what happened told to Romeo?
Was
that's
it because
my dog. He killed my dog? Yeah, it was.
Oh God!
He you had named it put your... to sleep.
Oh, like for a reason, right?
For a reason.
Okay.
Yeah. But he's like, I took him to a farm.
Yeah,
he'll
yeah.
be much happier in the country. And I'm like, oh.
Way to not like, teach your kids how to deal with death.
Exactly.
And I figured it out when I was like 25, and I looked back. I was like, oh, that's what happened to Bo.
God, how awful. Did you guys lose the turtle actually because you weren't taking good enough care of it?
No. Should I tell the story? Who's going to listen
know,
to this
Dad,
podcast?
Your parents are going to listen.
It's a little bit of a sore subject.
Well.
I took great care of that turtle. This was... It was a bad choice on my dad's part.
What was your dad's deal, yo?
I still give him guilt trips for it, for sure. Yeah.
Maybe we should move
and
on.
Now the world knows.
Rick, what's your question?
We're coming for you, Gina.
I was going to go with a new kind of esoteric question, but these have all been esoteric questions that don't teach us anything about your history or what kind of people you are. So
we
I'm
going to
go with
PG-13,
an old...
So
oh,
you know.
I know. No, okay. I knew that. Right. I was going to go with a super interesting esoteric
kick
one.
Kick it up to rated
I'll do that
R.
different. So... Well, I just want to know, what was the first album you bought with your own money?
Oh, shit. I don't remember.
Do you know yours, Alice?
Not off the top of my head.
I know mine.
What was it?
Cheap Trick.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
That's good, actually.
I remember mine, but I don't remember exactly what the album was called. It was a fastball album, and it was the one that they released the single The Way, which is still one of my all-time favorite 90s songs.
I gotta find out how
that's
old
a fucking
you guys
rad
are
song.
That song
podcast.
Kills, man.
Dude,
so, yeah.
When it like, and it's all tinny, and then when it goes all full, they made up their minds.
Yep. I bought it for that one song, and I didn't listen to a single other one on that album.
And like every album I bought in the
80s. I was like 7, and I had like a little bit of allowance money. I'm like, Mom, the Best Buy!
Dude, I bought that Scritti Politti album, Cupid and Son. Psych because I want a perfect way. I got a perfect way. I wanted that song so bad. And so I buy that whole album and I never fucking ever played it. I still have the vinyl. I didn't actually buy it. I stole it from Natalie Laster. Natalie, I'm sorry. I still have it. And the other day I pulled it out to see what the other songs sounded like and they all fucking suck.
Aww.
So I was, it was the right thing to do not to play anything else. Anyway, so okay, and others? Anybody?
I think mine was American Idiot, honestly.
Yeah.
It wasn't international super hits.
Oh my gosh, you actually might be right.
That was one of the early ones that I bought also.
I think you might be right, Ben.
That is one of the reasons I learned to play guitar also, because I grew up...
shed light on my childhood.
We had older siblings, I think all of us probably, that were super into Green Day, and so that CD was just around in like every household.
Yeah, that's great.
We were in like any friend's car, and it's like, yeah, fucking
so your,
basket
your
case.
Older siblings were
yes,
into Green Day.
I'm 26, so...
Oh, man.
Wait, but aren't you the oldest?
No. What? No. My next older brother is, I think he's 29, he's about to turn 30, and then my other older brother is 33 range. If you guys are listening to this, I'm sorry I don't know your actual ages. So.
Ooh. I'm going to give you points for that.
There's four of you?
There's four of us, yes. I have two older brothers and my younger brother, Robbie.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
Alice, what was your first album?
I remember one of the first ones my dad bought for me was a Foo Fighters album.
Oh, nice. Aww. That's a solid...
And that was awesome.
But what did you buy with your own money? Like, you were like, I have to have this.
Arliss still hasn't bought anything with his own money.
He just steals everything.
Typical fucking drummer.
What was the first thing you stole?
Bunch of shit off LimeWire.
Remember LimeWire? That was the best.
Wait, how old are you?
24.
Oh, shit. You're old enough to remember LimeWire? That was like...
He was like 6 years old.
I think everyone in this room destroyed their family computer with LimeWire.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
We had to go to a coffee shop because we didn't have high-speed internet at our house.
Wait, but Cool doesn't have a coffee shop.
Yeah, we had to drive all the way to Auburn.
To download music, you had to go to a whole new town.
Wait, you're from a town named Cool?
Yep.
What? Oh, my God.
How do you spell it?
Just how you think it's spelled?
C-O-O-L?
Yeah. Arliss is from Cool Town. Oh, my God.
It's actually
how much shit
a really
do you
awesome
get
place.
For that?
It better be.
Lots.
It is.
A fucking name like that.
Oh, yeah, fuck. I went to Weed. California.
Like, that's a place too.
Weed is cool, yeah. cool. And they capitalize on it, and it's fucking great.
Lived right, up
we,
to it.
Should we do rapid fire?
Yes, ready.
You start.
Okay, I'm going to go with classic Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis, Beatles.
Beatles, Elvis.
Ooh, 50-50. That tells me a lot about your band. Rick?
Would you rather have AIDS or cancer?
Oh my God.
Cancer.
Oh, that's fucked up. Oh my God.
Cancer.
I feel like if I answer this, I'm going to get it. Cancer. Cancer.
Well, okay, let's have a discussion. I know very...
Did everybody
limited.
Pick cancer? Yes. Everybody picked cancer.
You
oh
can
my
live
God.
A long life.
AIDS is so
more
treatable right now.
Is cancer more treatable than AIDS?
It depends on what kind.
Is it
I'm
not?
I'm thinking
AIDS
like
super treatable.
I have a
AIDS
little
so treatable.
Skin cancer on my
you
foot
take
and
pills,
they chop
you can't
it off.
Even, like,
oh God.
Transmit it now if you're on the drugs.
No
that
way.
There you go.
AIDS is nothing now. People
see,
are still
I'm
like, I'll still take cancer.
Okay, speaking of communicable diseases, would you rather listen to Coldplay every day for the rest of your life? Or have a cold sore every day for the rest of your life.
Do we hate Coldplay?
Coldplay or
do people
cold
hate
sore?
Coldplay?
Yes.
Is it Coldplay like 24 hours a day or like one song
it's the only,
a day?
It's the only music you can listen to. You can
cold
either
sore.
Listen
is
to Coldplay
it a, is it
a
full
or you can
artist
have a cold
or
sore.
Is it just like you have to listen to Yellow over and over and
I think
over?
It's just their whole catalog. You can either listen to their whole catalog or have a cold sore. But think about it. Every day you have to have a cold sore.
I think I'd go with Coldplay.
All right, yeah.
Cold sore.
But I don't hate Coldplay.
I don't hate Coldplay either, but I need variety in my life. Okay. I'd go with the cold sore.
Yeah, cold sore. Yeah. I'll go with cold.
Ben, you freak.
I'm out of the band for my
bye, Ben.
Support of Coldplay right. Not wanting.
I'm going to piggyback on that. Nickelback or
wait.
Herpes?
Oh.
Oh, no.
Coldplay.
Basically the same thing, Nick.
Fuck. It's the same thing. I never heard from Carlos.
I think I would go with Nickelback. I think I'm fine, like, limiting the number of things I listen to.
Every day of your life.
All right, to be fair, Nickelback gets shat on way more than they deserve.
No, not enough.
I have a couple good tunes.
I'm not even saying they're good. It's just they're not horrible. I think it's just become a joke, so everyone likes it.
I was accidentally, I was tricked into going to a Nickelback concert once at Lawler Event Center, and
was there people there?
Was it a date?
There were people.
No, it was with my ex-husband. It was kind of a date because I was married to him at the time, but he wanted to see this band that was popular in the early 2000s called Chevelle.
Yeah, I know Chevelle.
They were playing, and I was like, "Yeah, sure, whatever." Like, I wasn't even paying attention. He's like, "I got these tickets for this thing," and I was like, "Yeah, I'll just show up." And we get there, and I'm like, the fuck did you take me to? It was awful.
Is that why you're not married any longer?
Were you seeing red again?
I'm going to go. I'm going to go with that. That's why we're not married. Yeah.
Makes sense.
You said you got tricked, and I imagine, like, this cloaked figure takes you into the auditorium, and he whips off the cloak, and it's fucking Chad Kroeger, and he's singing Nickelback. He's like, I got you now.
The worst part is I had to see Hinder also. Does anybody remember that?
Yes. They're still playing. They are still very active.
Sorry, guys, if you're listening.
That's bro rock.
Total bro rock.
Bro rocking.
I was married to a bro, which is weird. Yeah, it made perfect sense.
Anyway, it makes sense now, too. Yeah. That you are who you are.
Yeah. Should we calculate this?
Oh, sure. Let me get out my calculator here.
The winner is Ben with 9,740.
Holy shit. I did not see that coming.
Good job, Ben.
I'm promoted to band leader now.
I'm so proud of you. Yes, please be the band leader.
I'm band leader.
Worst little podcast endorses this. He won the quiz.
My first, like, act as band leader is we need a band dance move. Aww. One thing that we all do at the exact same time when we play our songs.
Right. Like when Pink Awful, John and what's
oh, yeah.
his, when they jumped, and like, Danny fucking and John. Oh my God, I love watching Pink Awful. I love watching so him rad. Jump and dance. He's fucking great. He's got so much energy.
And the look on his fucking face, you can always tell he's having, like, the best time.
Yeah. You guys, you just need to have a John.
We do.
Yeah.
Just copy him. They'll
just
love
copy
that.
Him. That would be hilarious, actually.
Oh, my God.
How do people get a hold of your music, and when are your next shows?
So we are on Spotify and Bandcamp and iTunes and all the things.
But we're about to have a new thing on all the things.
So, so our EP is the only thing currently up, and it's not. We were like, oh, don't listen to it.
I still like it.
Really?
So, yeah, I mean, when I joined the band like 7 months ago, they're like, we're not playing those songs anymore. I'm like, that's all I've listened to.
We play one of them.
Your unpopular opinion, Ben.
But somehow I still won the trivia thing. See?
You did. Right.
Unpopular, but correct opinions.
The underdog, I guess. I don't know.
We need you for that reason. Yeah.
Balance it out.
But we have we just finished recording, and we're in the mixing and mastering process, and hopefully we'll have our first full length coming out in June when we go on tour. So.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So. And that kickoff party is at Picnic, right?
Yes, what June 20th.
Okay.
Yes.
But before then, we're playing with Pity Party and Awake But Still in Bed on the 1st of June.
Where's that?
At Holland.
Okay.
That is at Holland.
You guys do play at Holland a lot, huh?
Yes. Lately we have been. Yeah. Which we love. We love Holland.
Yeah, no, Holland's great.
Yeah.
Great. I don't get up there nearly as much as I should. But awesome. I will make sure to link all of that on the
blog. Sweet.
Yeah.
Yay. And if you come to that show, you can bring all your swabs.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We won't let anybody leave until they're swabbed.
I will do that. I was planning on being there anyway. Do you have anything to talk about, Nick?
Well, I just want to say I get ready for Mary Anarchy. I'm super stoked with the Kyle Gass situation. Tenacious D's coming in October. Uh-huh. I bought my tickets already.
He did. On the couch.
It's kind of expensive at GSR, but I would recommend it to everybody. Go see this show, this tour, because it's the best Tenacious D tour. I've seen them 5 times, and this was the best. When I saw it in Oakland, and in a year later, I get to see it in Reno.
Yeah,
because they're coming here. So.
That's the best.
And if you want to come see Kyle, it's only $11, dude. One Ton Dooley is opening for Kyle at the Mary Anarchy Saturday the 18th at Jub Jub's. And the bar room is going to go dark during that period, so we'll all be partying. We'll just take it to the next room and support Kyle.
Awesome.
Yeah.
you know, while he's in between gigs with his big band.
That's so rad.
And everything. And once you, and the cool thing about it is that if you warm up there, you could probably meet Kyle. And then when you go to Tenacious D at GSR, you'd be all, I fucking met that dude, you know?
Arliss.
Because he totally parties with the band. Like last time he was here, he partied with everybody who was here. He hung out, came out to the crowd, and after the show, he hung out. It was awesome.
That weekend is going to be insane. I'm going to regret a lot of things, I think.
Those are the best weekends.
Yeah, and it's Mary Anarchy. What are you gonna do? I'm partying with all my friends. I want to get so drunk.
Start and everybody who's gonna play, keep practicing because the show's gonna be high and tight.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's super fast. Everybody's gonna be on time. There's so many fucking bands. It's so amazing. Have you guys been to Mary Anarchy?
No.
You got to come this year.
I know.
Yeah, don't miss
it. I've always wanted to go.
I'll make sure I share all that stuff with you guys, too.
Yes, please do. Yeah.
We should have Basha next time.
We should have Basha.
And then you'll have to be there.
Fuck yes. Yeah. Awesome.
Amber will just be back in time.
Nice. Well, the next one is in December, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, we do the winter ball.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Yeah. Yep. I will be gone for that.
But then the next one will be in May.
Maybe May.
So, May.
May.
December.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of things. The Shark in the Water Luau Party at Alturas Bar with Ostracized and the Scattering. We love Ostracized because our good buddy Kevin Montoya, isn't it? Kevin is Felipe Dejo. You fucking love that guy. He's crazy and amazing.
I was partying with my dad this weekend, and he was like, I saw Felipe Dejo. What is that? So I told him all about Felipe Dejo. I think he's a fan. He hasn't heard any of his music yet. My dad's like totally into it.
Anybody? Have you guys heard him yet?
No.
Oh, my God.
Never forget. Shit in your hand.
Rub it on your chest.
Oh, God.
It is punk rock performance art. He's just this like one-man band. He plays keys and like guitar. And he's got a little kick drum.
He doesn't actually do that. That song's called Gigi Allen.
It's called Gigi Allen.
No, he doesn't do it. No.
I'm like, Then he like leads
nice
the whole
person.
Audience to like and if you don't know why, and chant Gigi Allen.
If you don't know why that those lyrics would be in the Gigi Allen song, I will show you a video clip after this show.
Oh, my God. So there's that on Friday night. Also, Jake Houston and Margot Silker. I cannot recommend Margot Silker enough. She's a singer-songwriter from San Francisco, and she comes up here quite often. But she's really rad, and she's playing at 11 Cup Friday. And then Saturday, our buddy John Garrett from awesome local band So Sol. They just moved here.
Yeah,
do you guys?
I
like So Sol.
Jessica and John. It's just John playing with his band, though, on Saturday night at Kiel. And then our good buddy Kyle Campbell is doing Drink 182, everybody's favorite emo night at the Bluebird featuring the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Highly recommend seeing that. I know. Get your tickets now. It's going to be kind of crazy.
I heard it's going to sell out.
Yeah. Emo nights always sell out, but this one in particular, like tickets are already running low. So if you were thinking about going on Saturday night, you should get your tickets now, all of our listeners. Also on Saturday night is our friends Ozymandias with Solar Haze and Malison at Shays. And then there's really not much else that I've got going on next weekend. Next Wednesday is Sweet and Lethal Burlesque. Our friend Kim is in that. Then next weekend, the weekend after that is Mary Anarchy. Nothing going on but Mary Anarchy that weekend. Reno knows better.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Didn't they mess that up one time? They did Mary Anarchy and like Offbeat or Grep. It was Grepfest.
Oh, that happened.
Yeah. That was like last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was cool because last year we had Larry and his flask.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
That was so fucking cool.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of like turned into like there's always kind of a big person in the show. Yeah. And we just kind of
awesome.
Ride their coattails.
Oh, man, that
it's
Larry
awesome.
And his flask show was amazing. Did you get to go see that?
Yeah, I went to Larry. Yeah, I bought the tickets early.
Oh, my God.
You know, if I wasn't playing with them this time, I would have bought tickets.
Yeah.
Plus, they're only $11.
Come on. I'm totally going to get tickets for that.
Some of the best musicians, the same band that's with Kyle is this bunch of the players from the Tenacious D band. So if you like their live electric sound, that's these guys.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
That's rad.
Yeah.
All right, should we wrap it up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Do you guys got a couple more songs for us? Or
we could do one, we could do two, whatever you guys want.
Let's do a twofer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And which do we got?
Let's do
Rick, before you guys start, Rick, do you want to say the goodbyes to this time?
No, you do it.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, or Kim does it.
You want to do it, Kim?
For Rory, for myself, gotta let Kim, for Nick, for Chewy, for the interns, and for Dog Water Dick. It has been an amazing show. Thank you for listening. Take it away, Basha. Basha.
Thank you, Basha.
So close.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
One we're doing.
Adios.
I feel so dumb when I think of you and the way you used to make me drool. Did it really take me 10 years long to figure out you were oh so